We are in a special lesson about the role of the people of Israel. You can get into our site during the lessoncup.tv, send us your questions. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson.
So we should remind everyone the correct definitions. The nation of Israel is a group of people that detached from Babylon because it received a special desire, felt a special desire towards attaining the Creator. That's why it received from Abraham the method of revealing the Creator, which is called love thy friend as yourself, which is a chesed of Abraham. There's none else besides him, and so forth. There's one force activating in reality, and you should connect in order to reach equivalence of form with this force, which is expressed in us love thy friend as yourself. This is revealed gradually by the upper light, and this method, how through the connection between us you can reveal the upper light, this is called the wisdom of Kabbalah. And by definition, this is the method of revealing the Creator to the created being in this world. This is revealed by the equivalence of form, with a form of love and bestowal that the Creator has, and the created being will feel it also. So those people who feel the inner urge, impulse, and these Leshimo are awakened in them. They heard what Abraham published in Babylon. And so how does the Rambam write about it over there? And some other person, I don't remember, we read it a few days ago. Someone else? Go ahead.
Rambam in the book Mishnei Torah, he writes that Abraham knew his Creator at the age of 40 years old, and he started standing, calling out loud to the nation and tell them that there is one God for the whole world and we should worship Him. And he used to walk and call out loud and gather the people from city to city and from kingdom to kingdom.
In that Babylon.
Until thousands and thousands of thousands gathered with him in there, the household of Abraham. And he planted in their heart this great principle, and he composed books, and it intensified in the sons of Yaakov, and a nation in the world became a nation which knows the Lord.
Meaning, nation is a special nation, that's why it's still a special nation until today, because they received an awakening at the times of Babylon, and by Abraham, they composed this term called the Nation of Israel. It's a group, basically, that's entirely connected in order to attain the Creator in this special relationship between them. And everyone who joined that group also is called Israel. This is interesting that you don't understand how it happens, but any person in the world can be a Jew. A French person can't become Italian, or Italian become French. But the French and the Italians, they both can become Jewish the moment they come and they take upon themselves the method of revealing the Creator to the created beings. That's the way it is, just as it was in Babylon. So, therefore, there's a special nation with a special role to discover the Creator, and also to teach all of humanity to set an example for humanity how to discover the Creator and how to reach a state which is called dvikut, adhesion with it. But basically the whole world is created for that. Every action in each and every moment, everyone and every single person and everyone together are directed to that according to the extent that we are close or far from the goal. Accordingly, we feel the forces that direct us to that goal. either pleasant or unpleasant, our states, it all depends on the extent that we are aimed to attain the Creator, each and every one and all of us together. Of course, all of humanity, out of all humanity, there's a special calculation with this special nation out of this Babylon. All of humanity is like Babylon now. And the special calculation, the special account, is with this group. That's why it is in such a bad, unpleasant state of anxiety. Everyone demands, in subconsciously, everybody demanded to keep this condition. Everyone demands that it performs what it should perform, even though they don't understand what they're demanded, and the nations of the world don't also know why they're demanding things from this group. This is called anti-Semitism. This is a known phenomenon throughout all of our history. And to the extent that we are able to get ourselves and the whole world closer to correction and vikut with the purpose of creation, so these waves calm down, the waves of hatred, meaning the forces that want to awake us to do our role, and to the extent that we are unable, incapable, don't want, are persistent in not doing our role, then these forces do the opposite. They get stronger, and then we feel what we feel. Therefore, a person who observes the world correctly can understand that all of this relation and the whole general state in the world, ecological, economic, health-wise, doesn't matter. Every situation in the world, which is the situation of the Kli, that should reach adhesion with the Creator. So the whole state of the world depends only on this group that should show the whole world how to reach adhesion. So let's read about this, please.
Quote number one says the following from the book Shem Shmuel Azinu. The purpose of creation was for all to be as one bundle, to do the will of the Creator.
Generally, all of humanity, all of Adam and Eve.
As Adam Rishon said to all the created beings, come, let us bow down and kneel before the Creator. But because of the sin, it was shattered, until even the best of these generations were unable to bundle together to serve the Creator, except for very few.
Why did that happen? Because in that small group, it was impossible to scrutinize the whole intensity of the Creator within the created being. Rather, they had to, just as we learn from the shattering of the vessel, they had to crash, to get farther away, to scrutinize the ego between them, the rejection, the hatred, the lust, the envy, the honor, everything that was within them, and in this great intensity of the created beings, the same parts of the Adam Rishon, which are one soul that divided, and when they started correcting from the state, the worst state of the beast, the state where we begin actually this world, the level of animate.
Since one strange thing in a bundle spoils the entire bundle, until it is no longer considered a bundle. And the correction started in the generation of plaga, division, separation, in which a separation between the people began. And in order for the correction to begin, a group of people assembled together to serve the Creator, which started with Abraham, the patriarch, and his offsprings, that there should be an assembly of people to do the work of the Creator.
Until Abraham, there was no such thing. There were 20 generations from Adam until Abraham, and that was only a preparation. The first one who felt we must unite in order to attain godliness, that was Abraham. Again, we learn from different sources, different articles and books, that he entered the stove of fire, and he came out and broke the statues, and he used to also bow down, and he tried to worship the stars, and until he discovered the Creator. As it is written, our ancestors were idol worshippers. That's how we begin. That's how a person examines himself. Each and every one goes through, to some extent, those stages that Abraham went through. Yeah, we want in this world to attain different goals, different statues, until we see that this is worthless. And it takes a long time until we dry up from that, we're despaired from it, and we come to the correct decision. Yes?
Meaning, first the Creator caused a separation of the human race, of the generation of separation, to separate all the evildoers, and then the work of uniting for the work of the Creator began. For Abraham used to walk around and cry out in the name of the Lord until a large group of people joined him, who are called the people of the house of Abraham.
This means that Abraham himself had sufficient force, and this depends on the root of the soul, to attain by himself the goal. Right? The rest of the people, they received this from his publication, from his dissemination, from his call. Meaning some people receive this from self-work, from scrutinizing different troubles and problems they research, the essence of life, and so forth. And then they reach the feeling, the sensation of the Creator and the one force and source. And some people should have other people come to them, and then this awakens them. Some are like this, some are like that. Yes?
Until a large group of people joined him, were called the people of the house of Abraham, and it continued to grow until it became the assembly of Israel. And the final correction will come in the future, when all will be joined as one bundle to do their work with their whole heart.
Clear, right? If something, according to this, right? Yes. And shortly.
You started your explanation with definitions. What is the Israeli nation? What is its definition?
Well, we're about to learn this.
So in our explanation, I never defined the Israeli nation that it came out from Abraham, and everything started from there. But it all started from Abraham, and we built our whole explanation around that.
I don't know what you've built and what time you're talking about. 2,000, 3,000 times I talked about it.
I'm asking about its importance to give that definition that it is all based on the household of Abraham.
It depends who are you talking to. It depends who. Some people can grasp this whole history and understand this tendency, this inclination. This is the most important thing, because this is what stays. This is a mainstream. From the beginning of the creation till its end, this is how it's performed. Some people get the general picture out of it, and then they flow with it, and they understand there's no other choice. They must join this. Otherwise, it will be good or bad for me. And some people, they don't understand this. They can only understand a short movement and time. So some people are like this, and some are like that. So I like grand things, a general formula, and within it, small particular formulas. You do it according to each Each his own. I must explain the general plan, because if it's from one end to the end, the other, we see what's going on. Outside of this, there is nothing. We're in this and we must perform the action, and that's it. You can take just a small part of it each time. Go ahead.
Quote number 2 from Zohar for All, Parashat Pinchas, 152. The Creator created Israel to be the heart of the world, and so they are among the nations as a heart among the rest of the limbs. And just as the limbs of a body cannot exist for even a moment without the heart, likewise, all the nations of the world cannot exist without Israel.
Because there are vessels, and after the shattering, they organized from above downwards in such a way that there are vessels that are above, according to the aviut, small coarseness. Well, let's illustrate this. You have the world of Insof. There's no difference in the vessels here. We can't say, why can't we say, because the upper light created it equally, just as the nature of light is, so everything is equal. What happens later? There was Tzimtzum, a restriction, Tzimtzum Aleph, and this was also in an equal form. Do you remember this? The Tzimtzum was in a way that the light departed equally to all the borders of Malchut Ein Sof, around the central point. That's it. And there wasn't anything else. And that's how it actually was until the shattering of the vessels. Because all the world of Adam Kadmon, we relate to it like the world of Ketel. And after the world of Ketel, what happened was Gadlut and Katnut of the world of Nikudim. This is why the vessels descended there, and that descended according to their degree. The world of Nikudim was 10 Sfirot. The first part, Bina, the lower part is Malchut. And then the vessels, Shorish, Aleph, yes, and Bet, I'll write it in the middle, Gimel and Daled. That's it. So these vessels are vessels of bestowal. Vessels of bestowals, and these are vessels of reception. Vessels of reception. That's it. These vessels are called Israel, Bina, Malchut. Israel, and these are called the nations of the world. That's it. Now, the question is, what's in it for us? A very important thing is in it for us. It scrutinized what vessels are scrutinized first, those of Bina. This is what happened from Babylon and on, from by Avraham. He was the first point, Abraham, the right. In this way. And he started. What did he do? He addressed all of Babel, all those kelim. But what happened? Who joined him? The vessels that felt that the vessels of bestowal, the ones who felt what Abraham illuminated through him by his dissemination, and therefore these vessels are called Israel, according to the Rishimot. According to the Rishimot. Revealed in them. And the rest, they didn't. They spread out. These are the 7 billion people that comprise humanity today. And from here, you can understand what Israel means compared to the nations of the world, compared to humanity. There is a big difference in the essence, in the inner essence of people. Now, it's not that the nations of the world don't have it the same. They have it. But the Rishimot here, in Israel, the Rishimot is
Malchut Bina.
You have Malchut in Bina, and here you have Bina in Malchut. Who controls? Who rules? Here Malchut rules. They are in the Malchut. The levels of Bina are in Malchut. And over here, Bina rules. Malchut is in Malchut. The integration of Malchut in Bina. This is what was in the Rishimot during the shattering. They mixed up. That's why you have, every person has it, because all of us went through the shattering. All human beings, we all came from Adam HaRishon, where the shattering was. But there are people in which Malchut governs Bina, and some people, Bina governs Malchut. And this is a great difference. When do they wake up? Those who are in Israel, who are affected by the lighter reforms, they awaken. Those who have Bina within the Malchut, they can't awaken by the lighter reforms. They can't. They can only join, like Malchut that joins Bina. And by revoking itself, it constructs itself. And from this we build our dissemination. When also within Israel there are some who resemble the nations of the world, and in the nations of the world some resemble Israel. Those who resemble Israel among the nations of the world come over and join us, and those of us that resemble the nations of the world, they join the nations of the world. There is such diffusion, as it is written, the people of children of Israel went out only for the souls of the nations to be integrated. Did you find this quote? No. Therefore, there is such work, but we always understand that this is a law. The correction begins from the light to the heavy, from the easy to the hard. And therefore, we start with the ones who are drawn to us, and then you go in wider and wider circles to disseminate.
So,
even more, Israel, that are as the heart of the world, as Zohar tells us in Pinchas portion 152, the meaning is that light cannot come to the world if it's not through the ones who are connected and the ones who can be the channel, the adapter between the vessels and nations of the world. This is the role of Israel, because they're connected to Bina and also to Malchut. In the upper part, it's Bina connected to Malchut, and in the lower part, it's in the Zat, it's Bina connected to Malchut. In the upper part, sorry, it's Bina connected to Ketel. So this is what we have to collect from the whole world. And by this work, we basically build in this world a channel between humanity and the Creator.
Now, the purpose of creation is, from the side of the Creator, for humanity to reach connection with Him. And we are just a transition. We serve the Creator and humanity. And our whole destiny is to make that connection. If not for that connection between the Creator and the nations of the world, if we don't think about the fact that we bring Him contentment by bringing Him closer to the entire humanity, then we don't do our proper work. Therefore, we have to relate in a very nice fashion to the nations of the world and to what happens to them. Because until we discover in our days, until we see all the troubles and sufferings that they go through, that should be a sign for us that we still do not succeed in our work. Yes, Chaim.
Is there a difference between the role of the people of Israel who are sitting in the land of Israel and the role of the nation of Israel all over the world?
Yes. The role of the Israeli nation sitting in Israel, well, it should be, first of all, the one who motivates and operates the entire engine of correction and the system of correction. And the role of the Jews who are somewhere out there among the nations of the world is to try and hear what we tell them, and hopefully they will participate in it to a certain extent. Otherwise, they will get severe beatings, very severe. Of course, I wish them to have good life, but they cannot have a good life unless they will join and perform their natural role. Definitely, the situation is going to be harder and harder. Yes, Yaakov.
According to the illustration, is basically Bina connects these two parts.
Yeah, Bina connects between Keter, which is the creator, to Malchut, which is the creature.
Now, we, our role is in this connection. Our role here.
We are Bina.
We are Bina. Now, in the part of Bina, there's a part that is higher. Its role is
to connect to Keter.
To connect to Keter, and they have a lower part to connect to Malchut.
Yes.
Can we be more specific and say that here we disseminate to the Keter, to the nation of Israel here?
No. The Israeli nation is not Keter. We get organized in Bina.
Okay.
Bina is the channel, is the pipeline that connects Keter and Malchut.
But here in the illustration it's written that Malchut is the nations of the world. Malchut is the nations of the world and Bina and Israel.
The nations of the world are the receptacle vessels, Achap.
And here in this world, Israel, which is here, is root Aleph.
Yes.
So we connect between Israel and the nations of the world.
Don't understand. No.
Don't we?
No. We connect between the Creator, which is in Keter, to Malchut, and that's it. Don't get confused. It's true that we have a frail, weak, aviyut, coarseness, roots 1 and 2. Therefore, it is said you are the smallest of all nations, but our whole work is to organize the form of Bina, which is the kingdom of priests and a holy nation, and then to become a light for the nations, meaning to start giving them from above the light of the Creator, passing it to them, by them joining to us. And when they join us, we all become a circle once again. We return from this form into being a circle to the end of correction. And there is no difference. There is no Israel, the nations of the world. Everything returns to being one. Yes.
You previously spoke in the illustration that Israel and also the entire humanity have divisions to one type or the other. Now, we saw that in gathering all of the human beings to love and grace, it all starts from Abraham.
Yes.
And we've learned not only today that just as Abraham started speaking to people, very few people joined him. Most of the people disrespected him, threw stones on him, and so forth.
I wanted him to find that quote.
I'm sure he'll find. So they threw stones at him and they said, you're floating somewhere, you're drugged or something.
This is what you're getting.
Okay, so I'm asking, if we should do the work of Abraham, so what was his respect towards the people who disrespected him?
With love. With love. Only not for those who disturb us, who stand in our way before saving humanity from blows and to put them on the track of hastening. Some try to cause them harm. And then there's also a question, can I correct them? Should I go around him or should I kill him? It's a question. Also, there are wars along the way. But if can I do it without it? Can I do it using the light that reforms?
I'm not asking about those who disturb me. I'm asking about people who don't choose to join this process of Abraham. He says Abraham is naive. He's floating. He's irrelevant.
I agree with such people. I really do. It looks very naive according to the entire history. What love are you talking about? Love, there is the love of a mom to her son. All the rest is hormones or something we call love. Love is a natural love, like with animals, like a cow to her calf. Same thing there is between a mother to her child. That is love. This is what we call love, natural love. There's nothing more than that. All the rest, it's receiving pleasures. I like meat, I like fish, and I also love someone or something. It's the same thing, receiving pleasure. They're right. And we're talking about something abstract. We're talking about a form of love that this notion does not exist in our world. What is love? It means that I totally nullify my desire. I take his desire and I do what is good for him. And this is what I enjoy from. Although I have nothing to do with him. This is something strange to me. He's not my relative. It's not my son. He's nothing for me. So where did you ever see something like this? It's not there. It's not according to nature. It's unrealistic. You're naive. He's right.
So what do I do? Abraham worked. He plowed his whole area.
Yes.
And when they told him naive, what did he do? He closed down in his tent. He continued going through all the people until he found people. What was his relation to the people who told him, you're naive? You said, I'm naive. I also think so. But where did he find the strength to continue? And how did he relate to the people who told him he's naive?
Look, it is all one system. If those who say that I'm naive, if I can, let's say, with them I will be able to work in the second round when I will go back to them. Meanwhile, I gather around me people who want to be with me, close to me. I have a group. I'm working on its unity, on its connection, on its form that will be as close as possible to the Creator, that will be revealed in those people. The light that reforms will be revealed in them. And through that light, they will receive a certain form of the Creator, meaning some kelim, some vessels that will connect among them into mutual bestowal. This is the form of the Creator between them. And since the light already illuminates in them, it will bestow upon others. We're in touch with them. Even if they disregard us and they say that I'm naive, he is in touch with me. So through those channels we're connected. Although those channels are seemingly inactive, now the upper light will operate on them. They will feel it. They're already in touch with us. Negative, but never mind. And then all of a sudden I will discover that, yeah, these people are willing to talk. It's affecting them. And this is how it It's going to happen.
Suppose I'm Abraham and I'm going out to the society around me. I find Yaniv and he says, I'm naive. I turn to Agam, he says, I'm naive. I, as Abraham, should I go out to, I need to go out to Amit and Bensi. Maybe they won't say I'm naive. They'll say, you touched my heart, I join you. How do I find that strength? After they both told me I'm naive, how do I find the strength to continue, to go on, not to stop?
From the group. Where does the group has it from? Because they're all like you, they hear that they're naive? Well, from me. This is why it is arranged so in the world. That's the way it is. That is the work. That's the way it is. This is our role, and we need to understand that a penny to penny adds up into a great sum. The light is there, the light is pushing us, and we have to try and draw it nonetheless. Yes, Eli.
About that also, where do you find the forces to relate to people with love constantly, even despite everything you hear and is revealed?
I sometimes hear from the news, don't even know where from, that sometimes people kill kids in families. Yes, Dr. Vlad, you heard about it. Such situations when people are angry or upset because they don't let me sleep, because they're disturb me so much. You know, little babies, that's the hardest time. And you see, what is exactly that you're asking?
When you meet people, how, despite everything that is revealed in their attitude towards you, when you explain the message, how do you nevertheless treat them with love? Because that's the only thing that works, that's clear. But it becomes harder and harder.
If you imagine to yourself that you are standing in front of the Creator instead of a person, and that He's playing this game with you, and that there's none else besides Him, also behind each and every one there is the Creator, and everything that is done is for you to correct yourself. You are a single person, and there's no one else in the world besides you, no other creatures, and the whole world is a cover that covers you and doesn't let you to discover the Creator. So you start treating your role differently, your mission, your assignment, and thus the whole world becomes as a means for you, and you don't get angry at anyone. You can get angry and be upset. What does it mean to get angry? In order not to forget and to work forcefully. Rather, only towards those who really work against the correction, but the most of the world, they don't know what the correction is. They're just being activated. So what do we expect from a person? What free choice do they have? They have nothing. We need to understand that these are all our flaws, which we, when we see them rising against us. Well, only if some people methodically want to harm us and damage us. This is the special root of Haman, of Bilam, Balak, and all those. This is where it stems from. Then we should really hate. Because there are such klipot that cannot be corrected until the end of correction. So this is what we hate. And by hatred we chase them away. But all the rest? No. Those who don't try to harm you, they just say, well, I don't want to, I can't, you're naive. That's fine. We need to tell them apart. We can be in their stead also. Yes, Amnon.
I wanted to ask those who go out of the group, should we go back and meet them and help them come back, or should we just let them go? This thing bugs me so much that sometimes I don't know what to do and what to say.
I don't know. There are different cases. The fact that they will come back, that's for sure. I'm giving an example. Once with the Rabash, it was Saturday morning, let's say 5 a.m. We started at 2 a.m. At Saturdays, we used to start at 2 a.m. instead of 3 to study. And at 5, close to 6, we studied until 8, plenty of time. All of a sudden, some people walk in. One guy walks in, doesn't say anything, not even hello. Well, during the lesson, you don't say anything. He sits down and joins us. I'm looking at him. I never saw him. I was studying with the Rabash 3, 4, 5 years. I can't remember. And he sat down. It's not something people used to do during a lesson. During a prayer, yes, but during a lesson, no. And then another one. So I was looking at him. I was sitting next to him. He was on the table. He was sitting next to me, Rabash, and he said, and he told me they started coming back. I didn't understand what he meant by them starting to come back. One guy left 10 years ago, another one 15 years ago. So Rabash asking, how's your little son? Oh, he already got married. So they left, and they didn't feel that they ever left. They walked in like it was just yesterday, only it was a little late for the lesson, for a couple of hours. The fact that 15 years went by, there is no such thing.
Yeah, that's all right, but Rabash didn't come to them. They came out of their own account. My question is, should I address this person? Rabash didn't go to these people.
No, we didn't used to change people. But when I told him that there is this guy or another one who is about to leave, then he always used to tell me, go to him, do this, do that. Don't let him leave. Don't let him run away. Doesn't matter. No one special, just to try and keep him with us. But to go to a person and bring him back, I definitely wouldn't resist it, but I never heard from him that this is what I was supposed to do. So I'm not saying anything here. What I received, this is what I'm giving to you. Yes?
Maybe continuing Amnon. The question is now, in our dissemination, where each one is important and each one can join in simple actions, should we address these people who are weaker?
What, that they will join you?
Yes.
If they don't come here, then how will they join you? It's harder action, even more difficult. I don't know. Perhaps we'll talk about it in the weekend. Yeah, let Morris ask a question.
Well, I have a question about the illustration, if we can see it.
Do it quickly.
About the role of Israel, the people of Israel, when Bina is in the middle. I guess I have some misunderstanding about the role of Bina. I can't see the nation of Israel today being in Chafetz Chesed, in delighted mercy. That's one thing. Another thing, I want to correct the impression about, well, yesterday we were out disseminating and trying to explain what it is to be really Israeli, and I turned out to speak to a person, to someone who's not learning with us, and after speaking for a long time about what is to be an Israeli, he tells me, I'll tell you what it is to be an Israeli, I just understood this. I told him, okay. So he says, I'm going all over the the earth. Wherever I see an Israeli, I see a spark in his eyes. 5 minutes later, we're connected. We feel as if we're the best friends. We've never been separated. We're living all our life together. And this is what I see about the people from outside who come over. To be Israeli, it's the same role of Bina that we should actually execute. It's something in our root, and maybe it's hard to explain this and to go outside with it, but I guess it's imprinted in us to such an extent that all we need is some patience, and with the help of God, we'll be able to actualize this.
God willingly, yes. Okay, short question. We still have some more time.
Boris from Berlin is asking, how can we explain the nations of the world about the role of Israel without repelling them because of the pride of being close to the Creator?
We explain that not in the form of the Creator being close to Him, Israel, and so on. We explain it as a method of connection, as the wisdom of connection, as an integral education. We don't say anything about Israel and the role of Israel, such things, no way. Also in Israel you have such that you can tell them that. But here both ways are useful. We need to scrutinize all those things to sort them out, but for the nations of the world, no way. You shouldn't tell them about Israel. Their dissemination is only in the direction of the necessity to unite in order to prevent all the troubles that now appear. If you will gather all the problems that humanity is facing, you will see that these are things that there's nothing else we can do. You know, it's like those who went through Sinai, and on the 9th of Av, everyone dug for himself a grave, and later died. He lived, or lived, then he continued this way till the next 9th of Av. Same with us. We're facing such blows, natural blows, economics, human relationships, something terrible. There is no hope in any direction. So there we turn to them only with integral education. What are you talking about, the role of Israel? Who's going to listen to that? Once they get into the integral education, the light will influence them a little bit, and they will start understanding that it works through a deeper layer, and then they will get into it. And that's it for today. We will continue.
A few announcements. To conclude, the World Kabbalah Convention in France, May 9th till 11th, we are inviting all our friends all over the world to a connection convention in France, Friday till Sunday, Business Village in the suburbs of Paris. To enlist, eurocongress.info. Integration Congress in Tallinn today, Friday until Saturday, in Yeneda Sanitarium. You can go into kabbalahgroup.info and find details there. Worldwide Integral Education Training, every Sunday, 5 p.m. till 7 p.m., we're calling you, inviting you to participate in an integration training. We'll end here. Have a good day. כמה רוצה הלב לאסוף ולאגור על גבו של החמור אין אדם נפטר מהעולם הזה וחצי תאוותו בידו כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות דרך חוצה מגלה חברות ושם הוא יוצא הגלות והופך את הנסתר לגלוי כשהלב מחליט שרוצה
והופך את הנסתר לגלות.